Karen Severn, Karen Severn.
And you're the secretary for Citizens for
Welburn? I am the secretary for Citizens for Welburn Committee.
Sorry. Messed up.
You want me to wave Alan to you again?
Yeah, if you could. She blue or green? Karen's a little under the weather today.
Karen's a little under the weather today. She's kind of a puce color. I hope not.
Okay, well, I'm good now. Thanks, guys.
So, Karen, tell us kind of the reaction. Still no seal of approval on having a special election, but kind of how do you feel about it all right now?
Well, the workshop today was actually quite educational for us as well as for the City Council. And we do extend thanks to Mr. Cowell for being gracious on utilizing some of the work we have done. It was rather fidgety to not be able to answer the questions we knew the answers to since we weren't allowed to speak at the meeting. But it looks like they are not interested in any time in the near future giving us consent to hold an election and let us vote. Therefore, I believe we will be taking our next step in assisting registered voters in College Station who have expressed a desire to sign a petition initiative form requesting that the City of College Station City Council pass an ordinance allowing us to incorporate. If the City Council denies that, then that would generate a special election paid for by the City of College Station in which the citizens would vote, kind of like the red light cameras situation last year.
So you have some backup plans? We have multiple contingency plans.
Yes, and one of the issues that was not brought up in the meeting, though, if they deny our right to vote, then we could take the action of requesting that they immediately annex all of the land that we have defined as the town of Welburn, immediate, not a 2-year, 3-year process, but immediately, and provide city services immediately.
Which would be a huge burden.
And if they say no, then we get to vote.
Is there, you know, as this carries on, would you be willing to compromise and meet them halfway with some of the ideas they talked about presented today at the workshop, or you really think having your own?
Well, we believe that we are a different town, and they have a different idea of what Welburn is than what we think Welburn is. Welburn is not just the community center, the cemetery, the Welburn grocery. Welburn is a lot of things, and if people want to know how we made our map, we ask people who thinks they live in Welburn. There's actually a lot more than we could fit into our 4 square miles. And there are 2,100 people in our town as opposed to Curtin, I think, has 200. Of course Curtin's smaller. It's one street. So we'll see. We're willing to work with them because we believe that they will see that it is the right thing to do, that to allow us to vote, to allow us to be predictors of our own fate, if you will. Many of us moved out there around 1980, so that's 30 years ago, and College Station was far away, and we moved out there because we wanted to live in Welburn, and we're spread out because there's only a certain number of streets, and you could only have houses on streets.
How did you feel when the motion passed to put together the small area development team rather than a vote or incorporation? I mean, what just deep, I mean, I saw this kind of reaction on your faces down there.
Yeah. Well, of course, we're always hopeful that they'll say, you know what, that does sound like a darn good idea. We're going to let Welburn go forward with that. We anticipated that they would, I don't believe they could have voted today by council procedure or state law procedure, but we really didn't think they were going to say yes. So there's always that hope, you know, that you're going to win the lottery. So, yeah. But we've been working on this for over a year. So we know we have a good lawyer. We know our law. And state law does not require a compact city as outlined in that 1980 Texas Supreme Court case that they had that is no longer considered law in Texas since the 1987 revisions of the Texas Municipal Code.
Do you feel like College Station's really making an effort to work towards the interest of the citizens of Welburn?
I don't think they understand what Welburn is, and I don't think they understand who Welburn is, and I don't think they understand what our interests are. We are not trying to avoid annexation. My property is not slated to be annexed for 15 years. Why am I spending 20 hours a week doing this? I live in Welburn, Texas. I moved to Welburn on purpose, and we want the right to be Welburn, Texas, and to design a town that's right for us. For instance, they say, oh, we could adjust the laws, you know, like on guns. Let's pick guns. I don't think they've ever gone outside and faced a wild boar in their backyard. That's kind of scary. They weigh a couple hundred pounds and they bite. So I don't think they've ever done that. And yes, many of our areas do have deed restrictions on the use of firearms, but that is not a criminal violation. If we become part of City College Station, that becomes a criminal act. And we don't want to be criminals.
What about the non-annexation development plan that they talked about?
Well, the non-annexation,
like
you would have to get 700 landowners to agree on the same thing. And there's nothing that prevents any landowner from saying, you know what, screw it. I'm going to go develop a neighborhood on my land. There's nothing that prevents that. If Welborn is incorporated, we can have a say over the zoning. Non-development agreement offers them no protections whatsoever. It only offers protections to the landowner, not a lot to the city of College Station.
Anything else you want to ask? Or forgot anything?
I know there's something in my brain. Yes.
What percentage of the citizens do you have to have of College Station to that nuclear option?
For the nuclear? Oh, we don't have to have any citizens of College Station, only the residents of Welborn. And do you know, Bob, I believe that for the nuclear option, 25% of the signatures of the registered voters and landowners. What I'm talking about is if they deny our at request for an election, how many signatures do we have to go for immediate annexation? I believe it's like 40%, but I'm not certain. I could look that up and get back to you on that. It's on the section 43 of the Texas Municipal Code.
I'm sure I have.
And we just, you know, want to thank all the good citizens of Welborn, the good citizens of Bryan and College Station who have been so supportive of us. It's nice to see that people in College Station, many of whom are our relatives and our friends, I mean, let's face it, they believe that Welborn should exist. If the City Council denies our right to vote on our property, we can exercise an option where we go and acquire additional signatures from, I think it's 25% of the residents of our area, and we can have then require that they annex us immediately.
How likely is that option?
It's probably not quite too likely, but if we do that and they refuse to annex us immediately, then we are immediately given permission to hold our incorporation election. I think it's unlikely. I think what we're currently working on at the behest of College Station residents is an initiative petition whereby the citizens of College Station will sign a petition being held by College Station residents to request that the council allow us to incorporate and vote on our incorporation.
And talk a little bit about that, what to do to get the petition, what you're talk in depth about.
Okay. This petition will have to be signed by approximately 25% or more of the number of registered voters who voted in last year's municipal election. We think it's about 900. And so we're seeking to get 1,200, 1,300 signatures of registered voters in College Station. Because we are not registered voters in College Station, we cannot hold the petition. Therefore, we have citizens who live in College Station who have volunteered to be the holders of the petitions, but we're going to help set up the locations, the sites, the publicity, bring them water, bring, you know, the chairs, the everything else that might be needed to facilitate. We're going to do all the logistics and facilitation, and they'll just have to sit there and wait for people to come to them, much like we did in the red light camera petition. And it's the same process. If the City Council says, no, we're not letting College Welborn incorporate, then it will go to a special election, which is paid for by the City of College Station, and the voters will go and vote. And if a majority say, let Welborn incorporate, then we will go forward with our incorporation election.
Now, you didn't get to hold your election in May because of the council member right. absence. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay. We were so hopeful that we could get everything together and be on the May ballot. There's a 60-day requirement for federal election from the Federal Election Commission because we're in a southern state and other things that wasn't going to happen unless it happened on February 25th. And we understand that they think it's important enough that they wanted everyone to be there to be at the workshop that they had today to listen, to think about this, and not make a rush decision. So we do appreciate that. We really wish we would have been, but now it'll be the November election.
Now, do you think a public hearing is likely in the near future? They told you not, you're not speaking today. So do you think you'll get to talk to them in the near future?
We have been speaking with council members individually, and many of those talks have been productive. And other than that, I really don't think that they're going to call for a public option for people to come in and speak. We will be speaking at every council meeting in the visitors section. There will be several of us speak every 2 weeks. But so far as an open give and take forum, I can't see that. One local radio station, which is not my favorite, WTAW, has invited me to come to their show on KEOS, and they have invited a city staffer. I don't know if College Station has taken them up on the offer, but that would be on St. Patrick's Day.